听力课堂，听 class.com。
Section 9，
模拟考试。
Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
您作为美国政府的一名重要官员，专门从事亚洲的贸易与其他事务的工作，也曾担任过美国驻香港的资金交易所主任，因此有着非常丰富的亚洲经验。我们的许多读者对 APEC 组织的性质和目标不甚了解，您能否谈谈该组织到底是什么样的组织，它的目标以及存在的理由？
APEC is a collection of 21 economies of the Asia Pacificwho come together to open up trade and investment and pursue economic reform. We have a series of meetings every year, including a leaders' meeting. The organization can really take on any topic the leaders want. Responding to their direction, we try to create a momentum for reform as well as deliver real benefits in terms of lower tariffs, smoother trade, more open and stable economies, better social safety nets, and a cleaner environment.
8月份 APEC 组织在新西兰举行了最近的年度部长级会议和领导人会议。请问这次会议所取得的主要成就有哪些？
The leaders' meeting in Auckland created a policy momentum for further reform to match the economic momentum that is now being seen in the region. All the leaders pledged that there would be no complacency in their reform efforts. They also specified common goals for a new round of world trade talks,including specifics like ending agricultural export subsidies and moving forward rapidly on tariff liberalization for key sectors. Finally, under the theme of strengthening markets, they directed officials and ministers to carry out specific work this year, such as to improve markets for natural gas, lay the foundation for electronic commerce, expand air services, and open up other areas. Part 2.Listen to the recorded passage in Chinese and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the Chinese passage.
我们在回顾过去的同时，更应展望未来，共同为促进亚太地区和全球经济的发展，为加强成员间的合作提出新思路，探索新途径。我愿就此提出以下三点主张。第一，要加强相互信任，保持亚太地区稳定。稳定是发展的前提。几十年来，亚太地区之所以能保持快速发展的势头，这就因为本地区基本保持了和平稳定的环境。亚太地区拥有丰富的多样性，各国有着不同的发展历史、文化传统、政治制度和经济模式，这是亚太地区富有发展活力的重要原因。第二，要采取有效措施促进经济社会协调发展，只有重视协调发展，才能保持发展的持久性。推动科技进步和创新对实现经济的持续发展至关重要。为推动各成员在这一领域开展合作，中国提出科技创新倡议，希望就促进亚太地区科技创新制定指导原则。第三，要推动相互开放市场，健全多边贸易体制。目前全球多边贸易体制的发展面临新的挑战，主要是贸易保护主义有所抬头，新的贸易壁垒不断出现，贸易摩擦时有发生。针对这一情况，亚太经合组织各成员应共同反对贸易保护主义，消除贸易壁垒，推动通过对话和协商解决彼此在贸易上的分歧。公平开放的多边贸易体制 有利于促进地区和全球贸易的稳定增长。上个月举行的世贸组织第五届部长级会议未取得预期的进展，主要原因是谈判没有平衡反映各方利益，特别是发展中国家的关切。希望各方能拿出政治意愿，采取灵活务实的态度，推动新一轮谈判早日完成。
Part 3 Listen to the recorded passage in English and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into Chinese by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is a tape script of the English passage.
From January to AugustThe number of newly established U.S.-funded ventures in China came to 2,086, up 25.6%. U.S. contractual investment was worth $7.14 billion, up 50.5%, amounting to 11.4% of all the contractual overseas investment in China. Actual U.S. investment for the 8 months reached $3.47 billion, up 31.6%.accounting for 10% of all actual investment in China. The number of U.S.-funded ventures in China now totals about 36,000, with a contractual U.S. investment of $75.26 billion, and actual investment of $38.36 billion. The United States has been the biggest source of overseas investment in China for 3 consecutive years.More than 300 out of the top 500 U.S. ventures have invested in China. Big U.S. investors in China, like General Motors, Motorola, Coca-Cola, and IBM, have all had good returns for their investment. China-U.S. trade has also increased steadily. From January to August this year, two-way trade reached $60.22 billion, up 14.6%. China's exports to the United States rose 22.7% to $43.03 billion, while its imports from the United States dipped 1.7% to $17.18 billion. Some Chinese trade analysts predicted that the two-way trade may reach $92 billion this year, setting a new record.
第十四单元管理策略
Unit 14Management Strategies
Section 4
口译练习听力练习一听与复述
Listen to the tape and repeat what you have heard.
Personal information should be collected directly from individuals wherever possible and appropriate. Individuals should be able to control the use and disclosure of their informationby exercising or withholding consent. Personal information collected for one purpose should not be available for use for unrelated purposes. Information should be kept only as long as it's needed for the purpose the individual consented to. Third-party access to personal information should be limited to those with a need to know for authorized purposes. Most importantly,Collection, use, and disclosure of personal information should be for purposes that a reasonable person would consider appropriate. These principles should be the starting point for any system that uses personal information. Protecting the privacy of your clients and employees is not just about complying with the letter of the law. It's about building a culture of privacy in your organization and building privacy into your systems at the outset.You may have noticed in my list of privacy principles that I didn't say anything about security or confidentiality. That's because, although the terms tend to be used interchangeably with privacy, they're very different. Privacy is our fundamental right to control information about ourselves, including the collection, use, and disclosure of that information. Confidentiality is your obligation to protect personal information in your care,to maintain its secrecy and not misuse or wrongfully disclose it.
二，听与跟述。
Listen to the tape and simultaneously follow up with your repeating the passage.
Monsanto is a global agricultural, chemical, and pharmaceutical company with revenues in excess of $10 billion and 30,000 employees. At any one time, the company will have 100 mid and higher level managers on extended postings abroad. Two-thirds of these are Americans who are being posted overseas, while the remainder are foreign nationals being employed in the United States. At Monsanto, managing expatriates and their repatriation begins with a rigorous selection process and intensive cross-cultural training, both for the managers and for their families. As at many other global companies, the idea is to build an internationally minded cadre of highly capable managers who will lead the organization in the future. One of the strongest features of this program is that employees and their sending and receiving managers or sponsors develop an agreement about how this assignment will fit into the firm's business objectives. The focus is on why they are sending people abroad to do the job, and what their contribution to Monsanto will be when they return. Sponsoring managers are expected to be explicit about the kind of job opportunities the expatriates will have once they return home.
三，听与笔记。
Listen to the tape and take notes while listening.
Bose Corporation manufactures some of the world's best high-fidelity speakers. The Massachusetts Corporation annually generates about $300 million in revenues. Its worldwide esteem is evidenced by the fact that Bose speakers are bestsellers in Japan, the world leader in consumer electronics. Bose's core competence is its electronic engineering skills, but the company attributes much of its business success to tightly coordinated materials management. Bose purchases most of its electronic and non-electronic components from independent suppliers scattered around North America, the Far East, and Europe. Roughly 50% of its purchases are from foreign suppliers, the majority of them in the Far East. Bose attempts to coordinate this globally dispersed supply chain so that material holding and transportation costs are minimized. This requires component parts to arrive at Bose's Massachusetts assembly plant just in time to enter the production process. But Bose must remain responsive to customer demands, which requires the company to respond quickly to an increase in customer demand for certain speakers. If it does not, it can lose a big order to competitors. Since Bose does not want to hold extensive inventories at its Massachusetts plant, this need for responsiveness requires Bose's globally dispersed supply chain to respond rapidly to increased demand for component parts.
口语补充练习。第一天，汉英口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
壳牌国际公司是一家全球性石油公司，联合总部设在英国伦敦与荷兰海牙。该公司雇用十多万人，其中约5500人曾作为侨民在国外生活和工作过至少一次。壳牌公司雇用的侨民形形色色，有70种民族身份，分散在100多个国家。公司早已认识到，作为一家全球性公司，其成功的关键在于它拥有一支具有国际流动性的作业队伍。然而到20世纪90年代初，壳牌公司发现为海外的岗位招聘要员比以前更困难。为了弄清原因，公司于1993年采访了200多名侨民雇员以及他们的配偶，以此确定他们最为关心的问题。采访得来的数据被用来做成一份调查表，分发给17000名在职和已退休的侨民雇员、侨民的配偶，以及那些拒绝海外分配的雇员。对这份调查表的回应率高达 70%， 清楚地表明了许多雇员对调查内容很重视。 据调查结果，影响雇员接受海外分配的因素有五个，按主次排列分别是：一、离别了正在上中学的孩子，英国与荷兰的侨民在国外工作的时候，其孩子都在本国上寄宿学校；二、牺牲了配偶的事业和就业；三、调动时无法与配偶打招呼和商量；四、对于调动无法提供足够的信息和协助；五、健康方面的问题。这些问题的潜台词是移居国外的基本单元是家庭而不是个人。跳牌公司当时需要做更多的事情来认识清楚这一点。跳牌公司于1994年推行了一系列方案，致力于部分解决这些问题。为了帮助解决孩子的教育问题，公司在侨民较集中的雇员所在地建立了小学。至于中学教育，则与地方学校合作，往往是给地方学校拨款，以帮助他们提高教学水平。公司还提供教育辅助项目，以帮助侨民把孩子送往东道国的私立学校就读。1994年以前，公司仅仅为员工的孩子在本国上寄宿学校支付费用。帮助员工的配偶解决工作问题倒是一个更为难的事情。据调查，随着家人到跳牌公司来工作，配偶中有一半的人能在调动前找到工作。而一旦这些员工被当作侨民分配到海外工作时，配偶中只有 12% 的人能找到工作， 33% 的人希望有份工作。跳牌公司为此设立了一个配偶就业中心来解决这个问题。在员工接受海外分配期间或之后，该中心可以为他们的配偶提供就业咨询或帮助他们寻找就业机会。跳牌公司还同意补贴高达 80% 的职业培训费、进修费或考试鉴定费，为每次海外分配所贴补的金额也高达4400美元。跳牌公司建立了一个称为前哨的全球信息与咨询网络，为那些希望到海外谋职的家庭提供服务。该网络把总部设在海牙，现已在30多个国家运营了40个信息中心。该网络的成员由跳牌员工的配偶组成，并得到跳牌公司的全力支持。至1998年，他已经帮助过1000多对夫妇做好到海外工作前的准备。中心向人们推荐和介绍学校、医疗设施，提供住房咨询以及关于就业、学习、个体经营和志愿者劳动等方面的最新信息。
第二篇，英汉口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, to talk about the importance and effectiveness of the global human resource management, I would like to take Coca-Cola Company as a quintessential. The Coca-Cola Company is one of the most successful multinational enterprises, with operations in close to 200 countries.And nearly 80% of its operating income derived from business outside the United States, Coca-Cola is typically perceived as the quintessential global corporation. Coca-Cola, however, likes to think of itself as a multi-local company that just happens to be headquartered in Atlanta, but could be headquartered anywhere, and it presents the Coca-Cola brand with a local face in every country where it does business. The philosophy is best summarized by the phrase, think globally, act locally.Which captures the essence of Coca-Cola's cross-border management mentality. Coca-Cola grants national businesses the freedom to conduct operations in a manner appropriate to the market. At the same time, the company tries to establish a common mindset that all its employees share. Coca-Cola manages its global operations through 25 operating divisions that are organized under 6 regional groups: North America, the European Union, the Pacific region, the East Europe Middle East Group, Africa, and Latin America. The Corporate Human Resource Management, HRM, function is charged with providing the glue that binds these various divisions and groups into the Coca-Cola family. The corporate HRM function achieves this in two main ways. One, by propagating a common human resources philosophy within the company, and two, by developing a group of internationally minded mid-level executives for future senior management responsibility. The corporate HRM group sees its mission as one of developing and providing the underlying philosophy around which local businesses can develop their own human resource practices. For example, rather than have a standard salary policy for all its national operations, Coca-Cola has a common salary philosophy. The total compensation package should be competitive with the best companies in the local market. Twice a year, the corporate HRM group also conducts a two-week HRM orientation session for the human resource staff from each of its 25 operating divisions. These sessions give an overview of the company's HRM philosophy and talk about how local businesses can translate that philosophy into human resource policies. Coca-Cola has found that information sharing is one of the great benefits of bringing HRM professionals together. For example, tools that have been developed in Brazil to deal with a specific HRM problem might also be useful in Australia. The sessions provide a medium through which HRM professionals can communicate and learn from each other, which facilitates the rapid transfer of innovative and valuable HRM tools from region to region. As much as possible, Coca-Cola tries to staff its operations with local personnel. To quote one senior executive, "We strive to have a limited number of international people in the field because generally, local people are better equipped to do business at their home locations." However, expatriates are needed in the system for two main reasons. One is to fill a need for a specific set of skills that might not exist at a particular location. For example, when Coca-Cola started operations in Eastern Europe, it had to bring in an expatriate from Chicago who was of Polish descent to fill the position of finance manager. The second reason for using an expatriate is to improve the employee's own skill base. Coca-Cola believes that because it is a global company, senior managers should have had international exposure. The corporate HRM group has about 500 high-level managers involved in its global service program. Coca-Cola characterizes these managers as people who have knowledge of their particular field, plus knowledge of the company, and who can do two things in an international location: add value by the expertise they bring to each assignment, and enhance their contribution to the company by having international experience. Of the 500 participants in the program, about 200 move each year. To ease the cost of transfer for these employees, Coca-Cola gives those in its global service program a U.S.-based compensation package. They are paid according to U.S. benchmarks, as opposed to the benchmark prevailing in the country in which they are located. Thus, an Indian manager in this program who is working in Britain will be paid according to U.S. salary benchmarks, and not those prevailing in either India or Britain. An ultimate goal of this program is to build a cadre of internationally minded high-level managers from which the future senior managers of Coca-Cola will be drawn. The above is my observation of Coca-Cola's HRM. Thank you for your attention.
Section 9.模拟考试
Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
请问贵公司要集中力量搞房地产业务，这意味着什么？
In the last 2 years, we have pursued a very clearly focused strategy. All the company's business units were reviewed to see how profitable they were and whether they fitted in with our core business. We then decided to divest all activities which did not fit in with our real estate business. The first step was the sale of the security and software development divisions.We have also stopped the development of row and semi-detached housing. Finally, we will have positioned ourselves in the eye of the capital market as a focused company.
住宅房地产是你们的中心业务。 在这方面，你们已整个的把中心从房产管理转向了交易策略，这样做意味着什么？
Our strategy is to acquire relatively large housing companies with about 10,000 units or more. We do not intend to keep these apartments in our portfolio in the long term, but want to resell them, in most cases, to the tenants. We know how to quickly break down large blocks into individual units and start selling them to tenants, prospective owner-occupiers, and investors. We are now also one of the largest companies selling apartments.Many tenants are glad to finally have the chance to buy their own home, particularly as security for their retirement. Making provisions for retirement is becoming increasingly important for people, so home ownership has now taken on socio-political significance.